This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the reminders of the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. O people, your souls are dependent on your deeds. Therefore, release them from hellfire by asking for forgiveness. Your backs are burdened with your weight of sins and shortcomings. So lighten their burden by lengthening the sajdas and prostrations. And Allah shall not threaten with fire when people will stand in prayers for the Lord of the universe. Dear listeners, whosoever among you gives iftar, which is the meal to break the fast, to a believer who is fasting during this month, this blessed month, this holy month, his rewards with Allah will be the releasing of his neck from the hellfire and forgiveness for his past sins. Someone asked the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us have the ability to do that. The Prophet said, fear the fire, even by breaking a date. Fear the fire, even with a drink of water. Brothers and sisters, this holy month brings to us good news. This good news has been provided to us by Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. If we follow the protocols that we have been informed about, rest assured, we're going to be rewarded in a way that we can't even imagine. Out of all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to embrace us no matter how bad we have been. You know, those negligences, those shortcomings, you know, some of those decisions, the wrong decisions that we made in the past. This is the time where Allah gives us an opportunity by opening up the door of His mercy to enter that door. Look back at your past. Think about those wrongdoings that you may have done. Brothers and sisters, now is the time to repent for those shortcomings. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing some of the reminders that have been provided to us by the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, in regards to the holy month of Ramadan. We know we face this month every year, but can we somehow make this particular year special? This is a question you should ask yourself. We have in traditions that whoever among us improves his character, which is known as khulq, during this blessed month, he shall have the pass for going over the sirat, the bridge, on the day of judgment when the feet shall slip. Brothers and sisters, we know that during this holy month, while we're starving, while we're thirsty, you know, we're hungry, we're probably not in the best of our moods. It's so easy to get ticked off, right? It's so easy to be annoyed with small little things. This is where, if we are wary, if we are careful, if we are paying attention to these guidelines provided to us by Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, we will succeed in those small little tests. You know, sometimes your coworker is going to walk in and budge in and just say something that is going to infuriate you. Like you're going to be angry about it. You're going to, you know, riled up about it. What do you do in that situation? Well, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. He's testing you and your character and your akhlaq and your morals and your ethics. If at that very moment you remember these pointers, you will see that the reward of you complying with these guidelines is out of this world. Whoever and whosoever lessens the burden of work from his worker and subordinates, Allah shall lessen his reckoning of his deeds from him. And whoever prevents his evil from people, Allah shall prevent his anger from him on the day he shall meet Allah. Whosoever severs the link with his relations in this month, Allah shall cut off his mercy from him on the day he shall meet Allah. So brothers and sisters, make sure that your akhlaq is at its best. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.